It has been reported that my favorite flavor of soda is black cherry. That's not important, nor should it be. America Weekend starts right now.
America Weekend.
This is America Weekend with Ed Kalegi and Christina Stoffo.
Welcome to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalegi. As always, very happy that you can be here for this hour of the show. Stay with us. Christina Stoffo will be by momentarily. Our first guest this hour is our very own Mark Leonard. Yes, an expanded On the Mark segment for Oscars Sunday. Mark will have his predictions as to what will happen with the Oscars. Will your favorite film win? I don't know. Maybe Mark will know and we'll find out. And then it'll be this week's edition of Sports in Focus with Adam Walsky, continuing with the Oscars theme. Adam will rank his favorite sports films of all time. Then, the Nerf toy that blasts balls at 68 miles an hour. Get yours now. And then, this week's Fit in a Minute with Lisa Ritchie, followed by the radio debut of a new song from singer Erica Chase. We start things off this hour with something that just completely threw me when I saw this about a week ago. I was scrolling on my tablet and I pulled up my CNN app. And what do you think was the seventh most important story in the world at that moment when I was reading CNN? No. It was that Will Ferrell has changed his support from Bernie Sanders to Hillary Clinton. Yes, that at that moment was the seventh most important story in the world. Think about things going on in the world right now. Is Will Ferrell and who he decides to support for president that important? Of course it's not. We are driven by this news cycle that is built upon a foundation of celebrity and reality TV and entertainment news. Yes, we talk entertainment news on this show. It's usually a 6-minute segment of a 3-hour program. And we will talk to actors, but we also talk to politicians, we talk to authors, we talk to doctors, we talk to everything. But it's amazing now how news organizations are using this prism of entertainment through which they are looking at something as important as the next presidential election that will occur later this year. Do you give a rat's tuchus that Will Ferrell decided to choose somebody else for president? Who cares? It's amazing. And see, I've always thought this has been the case for a while, and this kind of confirms it for me. At least on the digital end of these news organizations, which, all right, 10 years ago it was a folly. We have to do some digital stuff and keep that internet thing going. And even now, you get the graybeards that are sitting in the higher offices at CNN and Fox News and even the networks and maybe MSNBC to a certain extent that, yeah, it's digital. Just, you know, you let those kids over there run it. But when you let those kids over there run it, this is what you get. When you get a 22-year-old and a 24-year-old that know more about the Kardashians than they do the members of Congress, you will get this presented to us and to you as news. That an actor has decided to switch his allegiance from one candidate to another. Who cares? How is that news? And why is that important? It's not news, and it's not important. But the problem is, there's a certain expectation now where we have been dumbed down as a society. It's the lowest common denominator of expectation. This is what all of this Uber media gets us with Twitter and Facebook and Snapchat and every single website and YouTube and everything else around it. We have this constant media flow that's pulling us in. And we get to the point where we're not talking about substantial things any longer. We're talking about who an actor has decided to support for president. You know what? If it was the 148th most important thing that hour, fine. If you're going to put it there, put it in entertainment news. What a joke. Mark Leonard, he's coming up next. This is America Weekend, and I'm Ed Kalenge.
America Weekend.
Big success in a minute with George and Mary Lynn. What can you do if you feel like life is weighing you down?
Scott Eblen, author of The Next Level, suggests taking inventory of your energy zappers. Make a list that includes everything you can think of, from worries about family, health, friends, work, or business, to the seemingly little things like a messy desk.
Then he says, look at the list for patterns and connections. What's one easy thing to get rid of that drains you? Start with it, move on to another item, and repeat the process.
While there are some energy zappers you can't control, like the traffic you face when commuting, you can change your reaction to it.
Get rid of what's weighing you down to feel more energized. It leads to big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Have back taxes taken control of your life, your bank account, your paycheck? It's time to take back control and avoid tax liens, bank levies, garnished wages, and criminal charges. Take control today and call U.S. Tax Shield now at 800-524-6201.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. So are you dating or married to a good-looking man? Well, if you're equally handsome, that's okay. But if you're a little bit plain and your lover is gorgeous, well, good luck. Here's the social science of it. Today's lesson comes straight out of animal science, specifically ornithology. Here's what scientists have discovered. If the male bird's plumage is bright and the female's feathers are dull, the male will probably be shameless, or put another way, promiscuous. The point, pretty people, just because they're gorgeous, get extra benefits, and apparently all manner of temptation is placed in their path. What's the cheap psychological trick? Plain birds married to pretty birds end up with a empty nest. Send me an email at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.